Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. تعد دبي مدينة عالمية ومركز التجارة والاستقرار ولديها ماضي عريق وإرث ثقافي غني. في مارس 2010 تم تكريم حكومة دبي بجائزة القيادة العالمية المشرقة من كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي كتكريم لحظرها التدخين في الأماكن العامة. في ديسمبر 2010 أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط على الإطلاق تم عقده في مركز معرض دبي الدولي، وتمت الدعوة العامة للمشاركة في استكشاف تفاعلي لنمط العيش النباتي. تم تنظيمه من قبل المنظمة النباتية في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج تحت رعاية معرض الشرق الأوسط للمنتجات الطبيعية والعضوية لعام 2010، وتمت الموافقة عليه من قبل سلطة دبي الصحية في الإمارات العربية المتحدة. قدمت الفعالية ندوات على مدى يومين، ورش عمل، وبث تلفزيوني مصور مع الخبراء من حول العالم، إلى جانب مطعم تجديد الشباب النباتي. إلى جانب كبير المعلمين شينغهاي والتي تمت دعوتها شخصيا لتتحدث عن طريق رابط فيديو بخصوص كون المرء نباتيا هو خيار غذائي مستدام من الناحية البيئية، وتبعها جلسة أسئلة وأجوبة مع الحضور، وإطلاق النسخة العربية من الكتاب الأكثر مبيعا على المستوى الدولي الطيور في حياتي، والذي سبق أن بيع بالكامل قبل الإصدار.
الطيور في حياتي طبع من قبل المتحدة للطباعة والنشر التابعة لشركة أبوظبي للإعلام ADMC، والمملوكة لصاحب السمو الشيخ محمد بن زايد بن سلطان آل نهيان ولي عهد أبوظبي وولي عهد رئيس الإمارات العربية المتحدة.
ندعوكم الآن إلى الاستماع بإعادة البث التالية لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج، الذي عقد في مدينة دبي في الإمارات العربية المتحدة في 7 ديسمبر 2010.
Commercially fished species in the United Arab Emirates have declined an alarming 80% in 30 years. These fish we cannot find anywhere else except in your sea. Now they are gone. In addition, the sheer excess of fishing vessels and fishing gear also lead to huge bycatch and damage to even more species. This is part of the global decline of marine life due to overfishing. It's everywhere, not just in your country. Everywhere, marine life are declining, extinct, or going to be soon. Sooner than we can imagine. Oh, even if you love fish, I'm not sure how much longer you're going to have fish on your table. So please be prepared to have vegetarian food. That would be a very wise choice.
Well said, Supreme Master.
I'm sorry, I have more news for you. We go to number 8 issue, which is coral reef and other marine habitat destruction. Now, 1/3 of the fish in the Persian Gulf are supported by its coral reefs. However, the Persian Gulf coral reefs are now among the most endangered in the world. About 35% might have been already lost due to bleaching, pollution from desalination plants. And it will not stop if we continue to have desalination plants. It will just increase the damage. You see? But without desalination plants, we have no water in your country. So you see the trouble. Effects from past wars in the region also add onto this problem. And also ongoing mega construction projects, though they look beautiful, though they are an attraction to the locals as well as the tourists, they do cause a lot of damage for the environment. Now, for example, the building of large artificial island in Dubai, which is really a masterpiece of architect. I also am very impressed by it. But, you know, it has hugely damaged the Gulf's coral reefs, mangrove trees, and seagrass ecosystems. Please forgive me for stating the true facts, because you need to know now. Number 9, we go to air pollution. Many of us now live in the cities and we cannot avoid the pollution like the ozone smog, which takes away our health and sometimes even our precious lives. 1 in 5 Emirati children have asthma, and hundreds in the country lose their lives to pollution-related problems every year. Number 10, we go to discuss the topic which is in your heart today and which is the major theme of your Congress. That is meat consumption. The subject that not many people want to talk about, even at the United Nations Summit. I tell you what, yesterday I was at the meeting and the president of Mexico, he was the advocate for lessening methane, and he said methane is caused by livestock raising. Yes, he knows all that, and he advocates for reducing it, even through animals' industry section. So he's well aware, and he's not cover up anything like that. But he has a long speech. I don't want to repeat his speech here. If you want, you can log on to UN website and find out what he said, okay? I'm just saying just one little thing that I have observed. One of the participants, she was from China, I think. She looks like Chinese to me, and she spoke with a Chinese accent. In English, huh? She was mentioning about all the damage that meat industry is causing to our world, and the environment, and the health of the people, and the health of the children, and every other thing, etc. and even caused disasters in our world. And she was just mentioning, I mean, really to the point, honest and not trying to show off. She was just really very emotional and passionate about the meat issue that she wanted to remind all the participants, and particularly the president of Mexico, to see how they would deal with this, how they would stop it, or how would they kind of decide about meat industry. Then I heard that she was told not to talk anymore. Look, and the president also did not answer. Perhaps he has short of time, he had to leave. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can understand.
We have to be honest and truthful about the main topic. We cannot run around the circle and avoid meat industry question like we avoid a sore thumb or avoid a boil on our body and don't touch it, don't touch it. We have to touch it in order to heal it. Especially we know that it is very dangerous boil which could affect our life, which could be fatal to our life and even infect others. And even in this situation, infect the whole planet, could kill the whole world. Then we have to touch that boy and let the doctor heal it. Or we heal it ourselves if we know how. And we do know how. We have technique. We have power. Each one of us can do this just by being vegan. Nobody wants to touch this subject. I don't know why. Maybe you could advise me later on why, because I really do not understand. I don't mean to intrigue you or to pretend innocent. I really do not understand. When the problem is as clear as the nose in front of me here, I do not understand why people don't discuss and immediately get the solution going to save all lives on the planet, because we don't even have time anymore to discuss much further, too long, or to be polite to each other until it's too late. Okay, sorry, I get carried over. Forgive me. I'm just too passionate about this subject because it's in my heart. It concerns all of us. Yesterday, I was watching the president's speech and question and answer there, just as I was just mentioning to you. And one of the, I think, journalists or something with a big camera come and say, oh, can I take your picture? I say, why? I'm just listening to this. And she said, because you're so passionate and look like you are only, like, very interesting. It seems like one man campaign or something. I said, yeah, I'm very passionate about this because it's my planet.
That's a wonderful idea. It starts with one man, doesn't it? And then it carries on to the other, and that's how your passion can go on to other people as well. And it's our own common world that we live in.
Yes. I sat there just alone, you know, watching the TV outside the corridor.
Okay.
And I was so fixed on the TV, that's why she was attracted, and she came and watched me for half an hour or something before she asked me. I said, oh, go ahead, take what picture you want, I'm all yours. And then she left after a while. Okay, we go back to your country, forgive me, my God, oh, forgive me. The United Arab Emirates is one of the main countries in the Middle East that imports live sheep from other countries. Millions, millions of these animals arrive on ships with tens of thousands that have died each time from extreme crowding and other conditions along the way. Poor sheep. They have done nothing wrong to us, ever. We have a saying in English that as sweet as a lamb. I don't know how about your country. if they have such a saying or not. How can we kill such sweet living animals, tear their limbs apart and consume it? Allah would not be very pleased with this, I imagine. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was alive, tried to save a little lamb at one time. I'm sure he saved many other animals whenever the opportunity arrived, but not all are recorded in the Hadith or in the Quran. Enormous quantities of meat are also imported, especially from Brazil, India, Australia, also Sudan, Kazakhstan, etc., etc. All of these exporting countries mentioned above have environmental and even economic struggles due to livestock overgrazing, meaning that the meat habit worsens drought and desertification in many other countries as well. So the piece of meat that we put in our mouth is responsible for many disasters around the world. I'm so sorry that you are not well informed.
We can see now how it's connected. I mean, we couldn't see the connection even when we heard your topic, you know.
All right. Maybe we'll come back later. With Allah's blessing, yeah? Inshallah, inshallah, it will come back. Chokekran. Okay. Plus, on top of all this, the raising of livestock animals such as sheep, goats, and cattle generates huge amounts of methane and other greenhouse gases, which in turn cause and accelerate global warming. I'm sure you can see the logic. In fact, livestock raising for meat production is known to be a significant factor in global warming, with scientists now saying that it is the livestock sector is the number one cause of global warming. I'm sorry again if you're not well informed.
Were you informed, delegates, about this? That it's a major cause of global warming? Excellent. Thank
maybe
you.
Maybe some of them know.
Yes.
Maybe some.
I was not. I thought maybe petrol emission and all those gases or whatever, that might be the major cause then. Actually, livestock farming.
Livestock farming is the major cause. It's more than all the transportation combined, more than all the ships, the airplanes, the cars, the railway, whatever transportation you name it, is nothing compared to livestock raising in pollution rate. Okay, now you know it. You can log on to all kind of scientific facts or the UN's Livestock Long Shadow website to see all this. I'm not making it up. It's the fact, 100% accurate. Conservatively, the pollution is more than stated, more, and it's getting more and more each day. So the people of the United Arab Emirates could accomplish the most effective green change by removing all animal products. I know I'm asking for the moon, but you have the power to do it. You have to, you must, we all must, all country must do this. Otherwise, we will suffer too much, very soon. I am not a psychic. I am not predicting the future from clairvoyance or from the crystal ball in front of me. No, no, I don't need that. The scientific finding, research facts, is enough to scare all of us. Even suppose I'm a meat lover, even if I am, I would immediately drop that meat like a hot potato and run away from it.
That's true. That's well said, Supreme Master.
Yes. This could help revive barren lands in many other countries, as well as yours. In addition to stopping climate change globally, we could have a lush planet again, because we will have no more deforestation. Instead, we will reforest. And who knows, we can even reforest the United Arab Emirates. I am sure we will have time to do that after we save the planet by stopping all kind of poisonous gas from the livestock industry. And it is crucial to stop eating fish as well for the seas to survive, as I have mentioned before, the reason why. The United Arab Emirates has had the good fortune to prosper and is blessed with peace, abundant sun, precious, the sun is precious, and talented people. The discovery of abundant oil reserves has allowed your residents to enjoy a high standard of living in a short time. It was your wise and visionary leader, the nation's founder, late Sheikh Said bin Sultan Anayat. He was the one who reminded us that the ancestors survived in this environment on land and sea because they knew they had to conserve it, they had to take care of it in order to continue the survival rate. And he also said we should take only what we need and no more to conserve the environment. Your government indeed has been looking ahead to the future since long time, not just recently, not just now, by planting so many trees and green areas to block desertification. Well, we could do more, of course, when we have more time. Building solar energy, promoting organic farming, and developing clean alternative energy technologies, such as through the world famous Mazda City project. I'm sure you know. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Yes, that's a miracle that your government is creating. I applaud them. Yes. And I'm sure many other countries are looking to the United Arab Emirates as a pioneer and a role model and a shining example in this environmental protection endeavor.
Excellent. That is a very good initiative, that can be.
Yes, ma'am, it is. It is excellent initiative. Your government is very wise. Now you have to support your government to go one more step further, that is to support vegan alternative to save United Arab Emirates as well as the world. The United Arab Emirates has been for many years a provider of abundant energy for the world. At the same time, the government of the United Arab Emirates are generous in charitable giving. All the time. If you don't know about it, we have a list of recent charitable deeds from the United Arab Emirates. On the Supreme Master Television, you can log on to www.suprememastertv.com. Every month, we list all the charitable countries and people in the whole world. And you can always look backward to the older broadcast to find anything you want ever since our television exists. And today, the country would be able to make a historic philanthropic contribution to save the world if we go one step further. That is to support the organic vegan solution, because that's the only one we have right now in this urgent situation, and all the technologies we can slowly develop when we have time. The thing is, green technology takes time to develop and takes time to implement all over the world. Also, we cannot be too sure, because these are new technology, have not ever been tested. So at least we are safe if we go on vegan lifestyle to save huge dangerous amount of methane gases and other gases which speed up our global warming danger. So, as your country has already thought of her future beyond fossil fuels, which are non-sustainable and polluting anyway, there's a more beneficial way, as you know, is to provide for humanity through sustainable, peaceful means. Meaning, obtaining our energy from limitless sources like wind power, sun power, and plant-based food. I think this is more befitting the United Arab Emirates' royal race of people. The people with talents, the people with technological intelligence, and God blessing. I think it's more befitting that we change to a compassionate, God's creature-loving lifestyle, such as vegan diet. And I tell you a secret before I forget. This is a little part of my spiritual diary. You know, when I meditate, visions or wisdom or information come through to me, myself. Sometimes I share it with my association members. Sometimes I share it with the world. This secret I have not told. I tell you today, okay? Suppose you promote organic plant-based food. No, whoever, the government, whoever decided to approve this plant-based diet solution, just approve it only. He will earn, my God, thousands of zillions of spiritual merit points. And we need a lot of points to go back to heaven. Whoever approved this even, just one time, enough for him to fly to heaven already. After he leaves this world, he doesn't even need any more pilgrimage, doesn't even need to do anything else even. Whoever approved of that, and whoever makes sure that it carries out, will obtain the same spiritual merit point that heaven will bestow upon. For example, just like financial merit in this world, if we have spiritual merit point in our bank account, it multiply. This is the thing. And the more we have, the more interest rate we earn. This is a very good thing. I was smiling alone by myself in the tent when I know this. And I was asking heaven recently that I could tell people of the world, and I have the permission. Not everything I'm allowed to tell, but when I ask for permission and I can tell, I was so happy. You know, when you're happy and you have some good news, you want to spread it all over, right? All of us, right? Yes, so promoting organic plant-based food is, of course, the most urgent, because we need to stop global warming in order to save ourselves in the near term by reducing the methane and other also toxic gases even, to poison us even, not just only global warming, but it will poison our atmosphere. Maybe if it's too much, we cannot bear. Because this poisonous gas will speed up the global warming, nitrous oxide, which is about 300 times more potent to warm the climate than the carbon dioxide that we talk about from the cars and from the airplane and so on. And methane is 72 times more dangerous, more potent in warming the climate than carbon dioxide. So even if we have more carbon dioxide than methane, it's not equivalent in the degree of danger. Therefore, I said, we still can have the cars, we still can use the fossil fuel for a while until we develop enough green technology to replace it. We still can fly an airplane, we still can use the car, the train, the buses, whatever transportation you choose. Of course, the less the better, huh? But carbon dioxide is not as dangerous as methane or nitrous oxide, for example. And there are more gases, more dangerous and poisonous gases came from animals, livestock, because they emit these through their waste. They put lagoons after lagoons of animals' waste out there in the open. These gases, they are short-lived compared to carbon dioxide. So if we stop these short-lived gases, our planet cool fast, faster than stop carbon dioxide, because carbon dioxide will stay in the atmosphere for 1,000 years, something like that. But methane and other gases, methane short-lived, maybe 12 years only. So if we stop the methane in a short decade or few, maybe even shorter, we have the planet cooling and not warming more. So all governments must stop all animal raising and animal products, first of all. They will not only cut the greenhouse gases drastically and at a very low cost, they will also save a lot of the water used globally for growing the fodder for animals the way it is. But also in the long term, you see all this food we can feed the world, double times over. Also in the long term, organic vegan agriculture will sustain your country and the world. The United Arab Emirates government is currently working to increase the country's food security to be less dependent and more self-sufficient, which is laudable. So they have been buying farmland in other countries to grow food supplies. Good idea. But more importantly, they are investing in technology to grow, say, like fruits and vegetables in a better way. Thank you so much, the government of the United Arab Emirates, for such intelligent approach.
No. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you for your profound insights and words of wisdom and sharing your research with us as well. Some of the delegates were already aware of it and some were new information to us, but thank you for making it clear, and I personally wanted to thank you for letting us know what's the direct stairway to heaven. All those million, billion points that we can go straight to heaven if we start doing all this goodness and sharing that secret with us. I wanted to thank you especially for that.
okay. Yes. Your government is going to heaven for sure. For example, recently, the United Arab Emirates government open a state-of-the-art farm even that uses hydroponics, meaning no soil is needed, while saving up to 70% of irrigation water. Your government is really trying hard to be up to date in the climate change fighting. Yes, and they succeeded in growing all kinds of vegetables. Isn't that a good news? Yes. The main crops of the country are dates, fruits, and vegetables of all kinds. And this is wonderful, wonderful, because this is everything we need to have a complete, healthy nutrition. And the number of organic farms is growing all the time. Your country has 13 organic farms as of March 2010, and we'll have 23 more by June 2011 for a total of 40 registered clean, eco-friendly farms. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, clap in them, clap in the government. Yes. I also applaud them. At the same time, I hope and encourage the farmers. I hope the government encourage the farmers to forgo the cattle and poultry raising to be vegan, organic vegan. Because for one, it is still much more costly in terms of food, energy, water uses to raise animals, whereas it costs less and less to have organic farming, especially the hydroponic that your government is progressing to promote.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's talks today and the interaction was really a remarkable inspiration for me. To hear her passion, to see and feel her passion and her commitment to what it means to planet Earth, if we could all move towards a vegan diet, is a source of inspiration and a message of extreme importance to all of us. Because she's absolutely right that, indeed, most of the world's greenhouse gases, the largest source of emissions, actually come from farms that breed animals for human consumption. We need to have the personal commitment, and that personal commitment needs to be strong enough to actually translate into a call for action by our leaders around the world. And by combining those two things, which Supreme Master so clearly has done, I think we can move towards her stated a very noble objective. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Has a wonderful energy, a lovely aura, and the way she speaks so softly, her message really hits home, and you feel that she's concerned. And she gives good percentage or researches about the region that she's talking about, so that made a lot of sense. Her message was really wonderful, that we can save the planet by such a simple choice as changing our diet. I come from a culture which are primarily meat eaters. But today, after Supreme Master's message, I'm really thinking deep about it, that how a little bit we can make a difference in the world. So I will be sharing this message with not only family, friends, and whenever I get an opportunity on the media, I would share this message. I'm Zoffy, and I'm a TV show host. Keep watching Supreme Master TV. I have a message for you. Be veg, go green to save our planet.
مشاهدينا المستنيرين، نحن نقدر صحبتكم المحبة في حلقة اليوم من برنامج كلمات الحكمة. انضموا إلينا مجددا يوم الثلاثاء في الجزء 5 من إعادة البث لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين شنغهاي في دبي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج. ابقوا معنا من فضلكم على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمات لمتابعة برنامج رحلة عبر العوالم السماوية. تتابعونه بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر. مع حب سماء الغير المشهور، عسى أن كل الكائنات على كوكبنا تتواجد بشكل مشترك في سلام ووفرة. Enlightened viewers, we appreciate your loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Tuesday for part 5 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Chinghai in Dubai titled The First Middle East Vegetarian Me Veg Congress. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms coming up next right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's unconditional love, may all beings on our planet coexist in peace and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.